Tom Mulcair is brought to you by Guaranteed Industries. Now is the time to change over from heating to cooling. Call your air conditioning specialists at Guaranteed Industries and Lennox, 514-342-3400. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
So this was supposed to be a good news day with Joe Biden visiting. Last night we learned that just a little icing on the poo-poo cake, that Prime Minister Trudeau, who stayed in the $6,000 a night hotel suite at the Carinthia in London for Queen Elizabeth's funeral. And the Prime Minister's office confirmed this. The Canadian Taxpayers Federation says that he should pay taxpayers back.
I'm almost with the Taxpayers Federation on this one. But, of course, he's the Prime Minister and he was there for a very important official occasion. But at the same time, Andrew, you've got to give your head a shake and say, what were they thinking? Like, somebody had to make that decision. Oh, I think I'll rent the $6,000 a night room. Yeah, Bev Oda lost her job over an $18 orange juice in London, but he's the Prime Minister. He'll get away with it. When this thing came up and Poilievre asked point blank to Trudeau who stayed in that room, Trudeau hemmed and hawed in the House of Commons. They should have just pulled off the plaster before that came up in question period. They should have just said, yeah, there was nothing available, 500 heads of states and their retinues. The place was packed. We got that room for our prime minister. Sorry, it was expensive. It would have been embarrassing. It would have hurt. But it wouldn't have been this, because the timing of this, I don't think there was anything Machiavellian in the timing. They had made an access to information request, and they got it, and they published it. But at the same time, you've got to say, what were they thinking? You know, and so, heads will roll. I think really somebody that wasn't doing their job on this one.
Okay, somebody texted her a remark this morning that seeing the Bidens arrive at Rideau Cottage last night was embarrassing in terms of watching. It was like showing up at a suburban house with a little front porch there.
they changed the sheets in the guest room. Come on, stop being so harsh. No, it really did look a little bit chintzy, but if you want to have a little bit less formality and you want to have this type of direct personal contact, I think it works. Trudeau and his wife, Sophie Gregoire, were meeting them and then greeting them and welcoming them into their house. And I think that was just, you know, a nice touch. I think if you're going to have this type of friendly, open relationship with our closest neighbor, why not do it that way?
Okay. And Sophie's taking Jill curling this morning at the Rideau Club.
Well, if you've never been curling, maybe she should just do the watching, because then you can wind up.
I hope she's not going to actually
embarrassing
curl.
Picture.
She's not, because that's not a good photo op, I'm sure. Okay, so what's happened?
Well, I provided one of those once. In Montebello, full flat out, and of course there was a photographer there from the press, so I paid the price. So okay,
you learned nothing from the Robert Stanfield football. You learned nothing, right?
That was a classic.
Yeah. So tell me, Tom, there's supposed to be some sort of announcement today regarding the Roxham Road border crossing.
You and I talked about this maybe a month and a half ago. Marco Mendicino, the public security minister, out of nowhere said, I'm about to make a deal with the U.S. on this safe third country rule. And Trudeau, uncharacteristically, because he's super loyal to his gang, he really upbraided Mendicino and said, that's not true, there's no such thing, and shut up your mouth. And where did it come from? Like, I was wondering, and we thought about it, and I talked about it with a few other people who said, because Trudeau's holding on to that announcement for when Biden's going to be here. And lo and behold, turns out that was the case. So they have been negotiating behind the scenes. There was a trip by Sean Fraser down to Washington to meet with high-level people on immigration. So they've obviously come up with some sort of fix for this thing, because it's become a huge political embarrassment that they have to get rid of if they do want to go to an election in 6 or 8 months.
Well, some people say, or some reports say, that what they're actually going to do is make the entire Canada-U.S. border, all 8,000 kilometers of it, an official border crossing.
Well, if that's the way that they're going to get around it, fine. You know, if it simply means that, they're going to be turning people back at some point. You have to have the international rules respected. So you say that you're coming to an official border point, but you don't automatically cross and are received, which is the case at Roxham Road. The most generous estimate is that half the people there have some sort of vague claim that they can be considered, you know, the asylum seekers. We're generous in our interpretation, but there are a lot of people who are clearly economic migrants, and in Canada right now, we took in over 1 million people last year in a country of 39 million. So we're generous in our rules with regard to immigration to the country, but people wait, you know, 1, 2, 3 years to get all their papers in order. And then they watch at the border as other people just cross in and say, hey, it's a game of roulette. Just take your chances. You'll probably get you'll get papers to be able to stay in Canada. So the whole system was breaking down. We have a backlog of about 2.5 million people right now waiting to get into Canada. So we had to clear this up, not only for ourselves, but for the people who are playing by the rules.
Okay, so let's talk about jokes gone too far department.
Yikes.
Quebec Solidaire is very, very unhappy with comments made by columnist Gilles Proulx on Richard Martineau's Cube radio show. A couple of days during March.
Yeah, full disclosure, I do a radio show every day with Jean-François Lisée and Richard Martineau.
So what did Gilles Proulx say?
But it's not Martineau who said this.
What did Gilles Proulx say?
I'm not going to repeat it because it was really violent words that he used with regard to Quebec Solidaire and really bad language. And not necessarily bad words, like swear words, but very violent language. He says, well, go online. You'll see it's not that bad. Go listen to it. But if you try that, you'll find out that it's no longer available. So I think that there's absolutely, he's tried to get away with one of these, oh, I'm sorry if I was misunderstood. You know, anybody who apologizes if, that's not an apology. I think that Mr. Proulx owes a very clear, unambiguous apology for the words that he chose to use against, Gabriel Nadeau-Dubois and Quebec Solidaire.
Okay, and what about this U.S. strategist, Stephen Sutton, speaking at Canada's Strong
Same
and Free
thing.
Networking Conference? He said he was joking. He apologizes for joking that he could have killed the prime minister 20 different ways, is what he said.
The people who were organizing that conference came up with something pretty lame, saying it was inappropriate. No, it wasn't inappropriate. It was totally unacceptable, and they should have apologized for it. So this is one of these blowhards that they brought up from the United States. This guy claims to be some sort of advisor to politicians and so forth. He's just, you know, one of these unhinged right-wing guys. And he's boasting to this big meeting that they're having, you know, the former Manning Institute. So that's where Stephen Harper appeared earlier in the week and things like that. This is their big conference. And this guy boasted that he could have killed Justin Trudeau because he was that close. He could have killed him 20 ways because I was a former, he went to naval college or some such thing. I think it's more like navel gazing at this stage of his life. But he's that guy. He's just that sort of boastful, brash American who's going to come up here and say how easy it would be to kill our prime minister. So that's totally inappropriate. And of course, he should have apologized, but he won't because he got his 15 seconds of fame.
I could have given him a paper cut when he was sitting at my desk one day. But I don't think
he would have fought back with a stapler.
Listen, he probably would have won too. I saw him box. I wouldn't take him on. He's a pretty tough guy.
He's super shape.
I would like to see you two in a grudge match, like in a WWF type.
That would be fun. Yeah, sumo. there is a reason why there are weight categories in boxing. You know, that would be better.